Heat pumps are the green way to heat a house, with a catch. Hi there, everyone. It's Jeff, and this is Plain English, where we help you upgrade your English with current events and trending topics. Every Monday and Thursday, I pick something in the news, I pick something going on in the world, something of interest, and I share it with you here at Plain English. And that way, you can learn new words and start thinking in English. And in the second half of the audio lesson, I show you how to use an English expression. Well, today's story is about heat pumps. Heating and cooling buildings is energy intensive, and it releases greenhouse gases. But heat pumps are a way to heat and cool buildings at a much lower environmental cost. If you're into science and engineering, this is for you. You'll learn how heat pumps use even very cold air to heat a house. And fittingly, the expression I'll show you today is heat up. This is a phrasal verb, and I'll show you two ways to use it. I'll also show you when to use heat up and when to use warm up. As always, we put the full transcript with quizzes, exercises, translations, and more all at plainenglish.com. Today's lesson is number 682, so that means all the lesson resources are at plainenglish.com/682. Before we dive into today's story, you've heard me mention some of the great ways our Plus membership can help you upgrade your English, and you might be curious about what that looks like. We've recently unlocked some free samples so that you can try out the premium features for yourself. Even if you don't join, you'll still learn something from the sample lessons. Sound good? Look for the link that says free samples at the top of plainenglish.com. I've also put a direct link to the samples at the bottom of the show notes of this episode. Now, we're ready to start today's story. Cars and trucks pollute, and we've all heard that electric vehicles can help reduce greenhouse gas emissions. But in areas with hot summers and cold winters, heating and cooling buildings can emit almost as much greenhouse gas as driving cars. So, what's being done to reduce the emissions of buildings? One popular answer these days is heat pumps. In cold weather places, most buildings are heated with a furnace or a boiler. A boiler uses oil or gas to heat water. The hot water passes through metal radiators installed in a building's interior. The heat from the metal coils radiates out to warm the room. A furnace burns typically oil or natural gas to generate hot air. It then blows the heat into the house through ductwork. Both furnaces and boilers burn fossil fuels to generate heat. And this is problematic for two reasons. First, environmental. They release greenhouse gases. Second, political. Oil and gas sometimes come from unfriendly parts of the world. Until recently, Europe and Germany specifically bought a lot of its gas from Russia. But now, governments are turning to heat pumps to help reduce emissions and rely less on imports of oil and gas. Heat pumps are the new old thing. heat pumps have been around since the late 1800s, and they have been used in homes since the 1960s. But they were never as efficient or effective as furnaces or boilers, so they haven't been widely adopted. The new versions, though, are better. Let's take a look at how they work. In short, heat pumps take the thermal energy from the air outside and they move that thermal energy inside. This seems counterintuitive. How can cold air heat a home? Even on a cold day, there's thermal energy in the air outside. It feels cold to you as a human, but there's still heat in the air. The trick is to extract the heat from the outside air and move that heat inside. And for that, a heat pump uses a chemical called a refrigerant. A heat pump works in cycles. At the beginning of the cycle, the chemical refrigerant is a very cold liquid inside metal coils. The pump draws in air from outside. The air is cold to us, but it's still warmer than the refrigerant. As this air flows over the coils, the refrigerant heats up just a little, but that's enough to turn it into a gas. Then the pump compresses this gas into a much smaller space, increasing the pressure. As you might remember from science class, if you increase the pressure of a gas, you increase its temperature. So now the refrigerant gas, still inside the metal coils, the gas is under a lot of pressure, and it's hot. And this is what we want. Next, a fan blows air over these hot coils, transferring the heat from the coils into the air in the house. The pump then releases the pressure on the refrigerant, and the cycle repeats. The beauty of this is that the energy comes from the air outside. A little electricity is needed to operate the fans and the pumps, but this is small compared to the amount of heat that makes it into the house. The best part? When it's hot outside, just reverse the process of the heat pump, and now you have a central air conditioner. There's no need to have a separate air conditioning unit. This is an elegant, energy-efficient solution to heating and cooling a building. So if that's the case, why haven't heat pumps been popular before? For one thing, the refrigerants, the chemicals, haven't always been as good as they are now. So for a long time, heat pumps were not an option in very cold weather. Second, heat pumps are more complicated than boilers or furnaces. When oil and gas was cheap, and when nobody was thinking about pollution and greenhouse gases, it just didn't make sense to choose a complicated option over a simple one. But now the math is starting to tip in favor of the heat pump over the traditional furnace or boiler. Much like the transition to electric cars, the transition to heat pumps is not going to be cheap or easy. Heat pumps are a lot more expensive than traditional furnaces. There's a shortage of workers who know how to install and service them. That further drives up the cost and limits the speed at which heat pumps can be adopted. In the US and Europe, government subsidies help offset the extra cost of a heat pump. But even with subsidies, they're expensive. And furnaces and boilers can last 10, 20, 30 years or more. So the cycle of replacing this equipment is much longer than the cycle of replacing passenger cars. You guys know science is like a foreign language to me. So if you didn't quite catch that part about how a heat pump works, don't worry. You can listen to it again. You can read the transcript, or I have another option. The Guardian newspaper has a great graphic that finally helped me understand the science of how this works. I am operating at about a 10-year-old's level of science comprehension, so I needed a really basic explanation, preferably with lots of pictures. And I found one, so I'm going to put it in Dig Deeper. This is the section of the lesson, of the page on plainenglish.com, where I put links to articles and videos about the main topic. This is a great interactive graphic with really good explanations that I bet you'll understand. So go to plainenglish.com/682, click on the main story, then find the tab called Dig Deeper, and you'll see the link there. And the picture you see at plainenglish.com/682, that's a picture of a heat pump outside a building. Today, I'm going to show you how to use the phrasal verb heat up. In short, it means to get hotter. Heat up can be used in two ways. First, you can talk about something getting hotter. And second, you can talk about how you, or something else, make a thing hotter. So let's start with the first way, something that gets hotter without specifying how or why. A common way to use this is with temperature. I live in Mexico City, and we're at about 2,200 meters above sea level, a high altitude. And right now, we're in the warmest month of the year. In the morning, it's nice and cool, maybe 18 degrees Celsius. But in the middle of the afternoon, it can be 30, 31, maybe 32 degrees. So the weather gets hotter during the day. At around 1 o'clock here in Mexico City, you can say it's starting to heat up, or it's starting to heat up outside. That means it's getting hotter. It's starting to heat up. Your laptop can heat up. If you're working with a laptop on your lap and you've been using it for a while, you might notice the laptop getting warmer. So you might say, "My computer's heating up." Now, it's not dangerous. It's not going to start a fire from normal use, but you might notice it getting a little hotter. It might be a little uncomfortable on your lap. It's starting to heat up. A handheld drill, or so I have read. I have no personal experience, but a handheld drill might heat up after you use it to drill through some thick boards. A lot of physical and industrial processes use heat. A heat pump, for example, blows cold air over a chemical refrigerant. The refrigerant heats up a little. It gets a little hotter, and it turns to a gas. The pump then compresses the gas, and because it's compressed, the metal coils heat up even more. They get really hot. That's how a heat pump works. The other way to use heat up is similar, but this way is to talk about someone or something acting to make something else hotter. You use this with a direct object. If you make coffee, then get distracted, and an hour later you take a sip, it's cold. You might want to heat the coffee up in the microwave. You heat it up in the microwave. You take action to make the coffee hotter. A hot tub can be therapeutic on a cold day. If you have a hot tub, you might want to heat the water up for a while before you get in. You take action to make the water hot. I cook a lot. I cook most of my own meals. The other day, I made stuffed peppers. The oven was at about 200 degrees Celsius. That started to heat up my kitchen, especially since I put the peppers in the oven midday when the kitchen was already pretty warm. In this case, the oven took the action. The oven heated up the kitchen. I'll give you a quick tip. This is similar to warm up. You would use warm up if you want to make something hotter, but not too hot. If you start your car on a cold day, you'll turn the heat on inside. You want the inside to warm up. You don't want it to be hot in there. You just want it to be warm. You might want to heat up coffee so that it's hot, but you might want to just warm up a slice of apple pie. You don't want apple pie to be piping hot, so you'd warm that up. So warm up or heat up, which is which? Try it for yourself in the practice area. Think of your own examples. Think of your life. Write an example that uses heat up or warm up or both, and I'll take a look for you. That's in an area called Your Turn at plainenglish.com/682. You write your sentence using today's expression. I'll read it and review it and give you some feedback. That's all for today's Plain English. Coming up on Thursday, are we doing two science episodes in a row? We might be. Why did Beethoven go deaf? There are clues in his hair. That's coming up on Thursday. See you then. You've reached the end of the audio lesson, but there's a lot more to the Plain English experience on the website plainenglish.com. A lot of plainenglish.com is free, but the best tools to help you upgrade your English are part of the Starter and Plus memberships. And if you've ever been curious about what those look like, well, I have good news for you. We've unlocked some free sample lessons that let you try out the Starter and Plus features for yourself. There are two easy ways to find the free samples. First, at plainenglish.com, there's a new link at the top of the page that says Free Samples. I've also put a link in the show notes for this episode. In the sample lessons, you can do the exercises, listen to the fast audio, take one of our toolkit workshops, practice your writing, and more. So try it out today. Click the link in the show notes of this episode or find the link that says free samples at the top of plainenglish.com.